Woo, let me tell you about Southern Holler. Deep-rooted conversation on civics and business, it offers an insightful exploration of local politics, community dynamics, and business partnerships. Each episode unravels a complex interplay between civic affairs and business ventures.
We say, Power, how's it going?
Oh, I'm making it. If I was any better, I'd be you, Jeremiah.
That pretty, huh?
That's right. Well, I hope you're having a good week so far, and I hope everybody that is listening has been having a good couple weeks and a good month so far. You know, luckily we haven't had any phone outages or social media outages, so that's been good. You know, we hadn't had to worry.
Well, we had a bridge outage, not here, but
yeah, we did have that
upstate.
That was sad. That was hard to watch.
Yeah,
something like that. We haven't. I think they were talking about the last time that happened was Minnesota several years ago when that bridge. Can't remember where it was, but it was in Minnesota. I remember that. But first off, I will say I know our hearts and prayers go out to all those that were affected.
Right.
And for the folks that had a loved one that unfortunately passed in that incident, we think of y'all at this time and think about the whole state of Maryland. Because, you know, as us here in Georgia, you know, I think everybody forgets is even though we're all identify as Georgians here, we also identify with all of our friends in every other state in the country. And to our friends in Maryland, my heart, and I know our hearts are with you. To get on a more lighter
yeah, a lighter note, side.
What you got, Jeremiah?
We started talking about our favorite city names in the South. We started more local with Georgia, and we'll get into some other names. The one I brought up the other day was Tallapoosa.
Tallapoosa, Georgia.
Have you ever made it to the Possum Drop?
I have not, but I've always wanted to.
I think maybe...
The greatest thing ever.
I think maybe this year we need to go.
I think so. I would love to watch them drop a stuffed possum. And, you know, honestly, I'll tell you this. I think that leads into another thing. We need the Georgia... I'm asking that the Georgia legislature immediately adopt the possum as the official marsupial of the state of Georgia.
We don't have one?
We don't.
What's the bird? Do you know?
That is a good question. I don't know. I should know off the top of my head, but I don't.
All right.
I need to find that out.
All right, Governor. soon to be at some point, Governor.
Oh,
you're definitely going to have to know that one.
I'm going to do this event. Yeah, I will. I'm going to try and know everything. Somebody asked me, can you spout off all 159 counties? I said, no. I only go so far.
That's awesome. So did you have another city or county that you wanted
to? I was thinking about, you know, the other day I was watching my cousin Vinny. And a place I love is Monticello, Georgia.
Come on now.
And one thing in that movie, you know, you got some Utes here in the studio today that are going to have a great conversation. You know, those Utes. For those that do know My Cousin Vinny, probably one of the best Law & Order movies out there. And for those that don't, two things. That movie and Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci being a great actor. Fantastic actor.
So my favorite question comes out of that movie.
What's that?
What is a grit?
What is a grit? Absolutely. Every self-respecting Southerner... knows
what a grit is.
What a grit is.
That's so good. Well, our special guest today, I think he knows what a grit is Mr. Ben McDaniel. How are you, sir?
Doing well, fellas. Doing well. I do know what a grit is, but here's your first hot take. Oatmeal guy.
Oh, interesting.
For oatmeal. A lot of people would say, I probably never had good grits then.
They may be right. And you know, that goes into a point. We need to put out a poll to see whether you like grits, oatmeal. I'm going to throw a third one, porridge.
Porridge? I don't know about that one. Well, so my mom is from the Midwest, and they would have rice, leftover rice for breakfast. And we could put sugar or brown sugar on it with a lot of butter. I don't know if that competes in anything, or we were just that poor. We're probably just that poor.
Well, there you go. You do what you can.
You know, I'm not a big breakfast guy.
I can understand it.
And more so lunch and dinner. And that's what throws me off. You go out to eat. You go on vacation with your family, and you get the continental breakfast.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, free breakfast is free breakfast,
absolutely.
Right? So you overeat, and you're kind of like,
absolutely,
the rest of the day.
Right. Yeah. You can't go to a continental breakfast and go for the cereal, so you have to load up on pancakes.
Absolutely.
And
get that
old
waffle
muffins.
Maker going. Ooh, yes.
There you go.
And fellas, if you haven't watched the skit on Key and Peele about continental breakfast.
Oh,
it
fantastic.
A++.
Number one in my book.
So we've started off the series with just things that we want to talk about. And then we had a very popular episode last time with the judge.
Absolutely.
And Ben has a unique experience and day job. So we've talked about cities and local things and other things, and we wanted to bring Ben in to talk about county level things. So Ben,
as well as economic development, because
without economic development,
without that, these counties and cities wouldn't exist without some form of industry.
Right.
In that area, giving jobs and bringing in new opportunities for these folks. Because a lot of times, you know, these cities and counties, they can only operate with the certain tax base that they have.
Yeah. And gentlemen, full clarification, I am a staff member of the Barrow-Brazelton yes. Joint Economic Development Authority and not the county, although previously I was, right. So I get the confusion.
Okay.
But I'm pro everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm pro Barrow County, pro City of Winder, City of Auburn, City of Statham, parts of Brazelton, Bethlehem, all of it. Because when they win, we all win.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I'm pitching all of us.
That's awesome.
And the thing about economic development, guys, it's a team sport. From absolutely. Your regional representation, from your workforce development efforts through your school system, your work-based learning coordinators, and your technical college, it's a team effort. Because without one, you don't have a pitch. You
absolutely.
Need everybody on board
absolutely.
To make the pitch.
So we got to see a little bit of that this morning.
You know, Let's talk about that. Yeah.
We know Ben. We're part of the JTP Posse. Shout out to Brandon. He's not here, but JTP. We got invited to a ribbon cutting today. So tell us about that one.
Yeah, we had the Innovation Summit. We had the Innovation Summit at Lift One over in Brazelton. Technically Houston, but it's in Brazelton City Limits. It's one of those weird mailing address things. But it's in the Brazelton Crossroads development, some of those warehouses out there. And Lift One, they're material handlers. So there's a lot of forklifts, a lot of different autonomous drones. Almost think, and you guys saw this, but I'm trying to communicate this mm-hmm. via podcast. Think of your giant Roomba.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. it moves around.
That was really cool.
But much larger, and it can lift things
absolutely.
And move entire cargo things around. And I love it, guys. All of this great, innovative things that we have there, and they chose Barrow County to locate.
Absolutely.
It's right,
right
there off of 85. And one of the things, after talking with the president of the company who flew in for this, they have a location in South Atlanta and over there, but it's hard to find that workforce. When they come to Barrow County and they come to Northeast Georgia, and that includes Jackson County and Commerce, all these other places as well, they know that they're going to have the workers with work
absolutely.
Ethic.
Absolutely.
They come, they show up, they put in the work, they take pride in what they're doing,
absolutely.
And then they go home. It's that extra effort, that pride in the work ethic. They don't have to train that.
I agree with you totally. I think, and you can add to it or tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like our area, and that includes, you know, Barrow all the way down to Oglethorpe and even all the way up to North Carolina border with Rabun Union and towns. With industry, if we can get more industry in here and attract more of that, you've got such a population base that is so hungry for a good paying job, because a lot of these folks, they can't afford to move out of their homes to different places where industry is. It's hard for them to even think about that. So moving's not an option. So it's got to come here, and it's got to help those folks out. And it's as much for them as it is for, I think, the infrastructure that is in place to help that as well.
I talk about this all the time. You can't have school systems like Barrow County, Jackson County, Oconee County, all these places mm-hmm. that have put such an emphasis on having quality school systems.
Absolutely.
You can't put such an emphasis on that for decades and then get mad when people want to join you and people want to move there.
Right.
Right. But what industry brings, what commercial and industry brings, is hopefully a balanced tax digest.
Yes.
And just throwing out artificial,
right.
just for example. So every new home that is built or for housing, for residential, local municipalities and counties, let's hypothetically, they lose $2 for all the services every time they come on. Industry and commercial, they gain $1.
Right.
So you balance that tax digest by
yes.
having more commercial and more industry. So if it costs you $100 million regardless to run your local government, that's a huge number, just throwing it out there. Like, that's got to come from somewhere.
Yes.
So if you have, if you bring in more commercial and industry, that for those of you listening, I'm making a seesaw motion with my hands. One goes up and the other one goes down. So the tax burden on Joe Public, the resident, goes
yes.
down when more commercial and industrial development and jobs are added.
And who doesn't like lower taxes?
That's right. That's what I'm 100% behind this idea. So I live in a smaller city. And when you talk to residents, it is trying to figure out that balance of, we want a residence, we talk about density. When we start getting into industry and commercial spaces, man, you get so much pushback. And I was like, so the way I sell the idea now is, we need tax bases somehow. We either need a transaction, or we need to raise city taxes and treat our city like a giant HOA. So I'd rather have industry and commercial. And by the way, I run a small business. I would love to move my small business to where I live. If we're not shooting for that, I don't know what else we need to do.
And Jeremiah, this is where I'm at, man. I don't want to be anybody's bedroom community. And right. We may be that way, but I don't want to be that way.
Right.
So I want people, just like myself, when I moved to Winder and to Barrow County, like, because I want to live, work, and play in the same area. And we have to develop that. If we choose, you know what, we're just going to build houses, that's the only thing we're ever going to do, we are going to be just that, a bedroom community. Currently, we have about 44,000 people in the Barrow County workforce. 44,000. Roughly around 30,000 of them leave Barrow County every single day to go to work.
That's
they fight traffic. They have to get up earlier. That's less time with your family, stress through the max, fighting that traffic, versus if we bring in industry, if we bring in the jobs, and ultimately that's what my job is to bring in jobs. We bring in that, we keep people here, and that helps everybody involved. Think about it. You get a job in your local town, less commute, but you're spending money, you're buying your lunches,
Absolutely.
You're shopping here locally versus
Absolutely.
Stopping in a neighboring county on your way back from your hour-long
commute. And that's keeping everything. One thing that I was very grateful for is, you know, folks like yourself and those that brought my current employer here. If it hadn't have been for that, I don't know, you know, I may have had to been commuting to Atlanta a lot. And you know, even though it's not in Barrow County, what I've been doing has been in Barrow and Jackson and in Clark and Gwinnett and this area. And if it hadn't have been for, you know, that industry coming in, that wouldn't have been a job available.
Right.
And an opportunity available to stay at home.
Small business guy here. So I literally put a business plan together to start implementing my company into the fabric of the area, which is mostly Barrow County and Jackson and some other places, so that when Rowan starts spinning up, the other end of 316, where a lot of development is going on, and then up to Commerce and this whole triangle, I want to work here. You don't have to go to Atlanta anymore.
Absolutely.
And let me say one more thing. So one of the things that Ben's position in office is the type of industry that's coming in is no longer, we'll call it blue collar. It's blue collar and upper tier blue collar. So the quality of type of jobs coming in, oh my gosh, is so different than what it used to be.
Safer, it's cleaner, and it's going to give a lot of kids that don't believe that, you know, going and getting a business degree is for them, but being able to work on a piece of technology and do that.
And here's the rub, though, fellas. It's not like our parents' generation. I'm aging myself here, being 38 years old. But it's not like
still
our parents' generation that you can graduate from high school, have your diploma. The only thing at this point you bring to the table is a good work ethic and muscles.
Mm-hmm.
These jobs that we're all trying to recruit for,
right.
There's a certain amount of skill involved that you got to learn, either through a technical college or on-the-job training. There is skills that have to be met. So it's labor. Pure labor is not enough. You have to learn those skills.
Absolutely.
Well, I've faced that in my own job is we've got to work towards doing that workforce development and grow that and help and work with these technical colleges. Because now a technical college, in my opinion, is just as good, if not better, than a four-year university.
Man, it's like when you're talking to your kids about where they want to go to college. It's all about fit. Guys, it's not the name, it's about fit.
Absolutely.
So some are meant for four-year college, some are meant for technical college, some are meant to go into the military.
Absolutely.
We talk about the three E's, employed, enlisted, or enrolled. That's where we want our high school students to have a plan for after graduation. And thinking about what we saw today, guys, at Lift One Summit, all of those were high-paying jobs where skill was involved, and they'll train you. I literally had an Oculus on me today and had the handsets in front of me.
That was fun to watch.
Trying to drive a forklift. I may or may not have been offered a job right there.
I like it. Well, from what I could see, you were doing pretty good.
So there was a question to one of the handlers or one of the vice presidents. It's like, well, we bring in automation, but what happens to the workforce? And he was really prepared for this. He said, well, it's not that we need a person to go over and pick up a box. That portion is being removed. But the job that's being created, like you said, is a higher trade engineer that works on these type of mechanics and movement.
Absolutely.
And programming and things like that. It's actually opening up a whole different world than just, again, it's moving away from a human picking up a box to let's pay you more for your mind and what your experience and how you're mapping out your life.
And I think a great example, I just thought about this. I think a great example, if anybody has ever seen, not the one that just came out, but the one in 2004, the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory remake they did with Johnny Depp's Tim Burton movie. There's a time where it shows you that Charlie's dad, he got fired from his job. His job was to put the caps on the toothpaste rolls. His job got phased out for a robotic toothpaste. I'm sound like Wiley, Yosemite Sam. That's
Foghorn
Leghorn, not Yosemite Sam.
Maybe you need the double shot of cappuccino. I thought that was Ben that had one. I think maybe you need one.
I think so. Think back to that where, you know, he got fired because a piece of robotic technology, automation, took over his job. And then later on, we see he gets hired back to work on that same robotic arm that's putting on those caps on the toothpaste.
Good stuff. And this is you and your city councilman hat as we talk a little politics.
Don't curse me, Ben.
No. What was great today about this ribbon cutting that we had out there at Lift One, I love preaching the gospel of Barrow County and its regionalism. If we win, Jackson County wins. If they win, we win. Hall County wins. We all win in this region.
100%.
But it was really cool to have Congressman Mike Collins come in and participate and take part in the ribbon cutting. And we got like a really nice tour of everything. That's what's cool is to showing off all of the great things we have going on in our community.
Absolutely.
To legislators that can actually bring funding but can make change happen within our communities for the better.
Absolutely. Now, I have a question for you. I think economic development can be a very fulfilling job because you're doing, when you bring a project in and you know, like, instance, the U.S. Lumber Project that came to Barrow County.
Big ups to Lisa Maloof for making that one happen.
Absolutely.
Love Lisa.
The work that she did and you did, that the county did, we're looking at that. What is the most fulfilling thing that has come out of what you're doing? In your opinion, you sat down and thought, this is great.
What I love about my job is connecting people, first and foremost. So I love that. I love being able to connect people. So I haven't won that big project yet, but it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
I'm going to keep connecting. I'm going to keep helping people get to where they want to go, and it's just going to work out. The most rewarding thing about my job is being able to help companies add jobs to Barrow County and the surrounding areas and see people I know take those jobs. That's what I love about it. It's connecting. It's preaching that gospel of Barrow County, of our downtowns, of all of the things. And we go back to this. Why is it growing so fast in Barrow and Jackson counties? I can only speak to Barrow County right now. 94,000 plus people right now, estimation. Like, people want to be near the things.
Absolutely.
Yes. And we have the things.
Absolutely.
That's what I love about it. I love that. And ultimately, we're in the job creation business.
Absolutely.
And that's tough sometimes when I talk to brokers and developers. We have Industrial Park out on 53 and 316. And like, how much do you want to it? I'm like, we're not in the real estate game, guys. We're in the job creation game.
Absolutely. Yes.
If you have a project that's going to add jobs to the community, let's talk. But other than that, we're not interested in selling it off. We're interested in bringing jobs.
Absolutely.
I love that. It's just a place that's given back to me so much. We just bought a house, and my wife and I were driving through the neighborhood. We bought within our same neighborhood, and we were just talking about how good Winder and Barrow County has been to us and our family.
Mm-hmm.
It has been so good. Moving to Winder in 2016 was one of the best decisions we've ever made. It's given us so much, and I hope I'm giving back at the same measure.
And I want to say, I can't say anything specific now because I want to give it time, but I have to attest, and I'll be more specific later, but I have to attest to Ben's ability to connect people to the right places.
So Ben does this interesting exercise every year. This is something I really like that you do. Two holidays in November, we did a stoic month. Stoicism month, kind of like mindset. What's your word of the year?
Elevation, my man.
There you go.
Elevation.
Ben's trying to every day have this one train of thought, and it's with everybody that he's with, and it's elevation.
It is. So I sat out in January. This is my word, elevation. I want to elevate other people as much as I can. Elevate Barrow County outside of the lines of Barrow County. So I'm attending things down in Atlanta more, preaching the gospel of Barrow County everywhere. So elevating that as well. But I'm a firm believer, and it's old Zig Ziglar, but it's the weirdest mind trick you've ever thought. And really, it takes you getting to that darkest place in your life before big change happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened with me. Because you think, and I'm getting real deep and sentimental here, but you think about it, guys. You think, I'm going to be a leader. Look at me. I'm on top of the mountaintop. Look at me. I did it. I'm awesome. Look at me. When in reality, it's helping everybody else get to where they need to go, and they're going to pull you along. And that's how it works. It's not some big, you reach the mountaintop. It is helping everybody else. It's, hey, we're going this direction. This is a good fit to go that direction.
Yeah. Because when one succeeds, everybody succeeds.
And absolutely.
I truly believe that. I want to ask this other question, and this is kind of a, I want to go off topic for a little bit, because I want y'all to specifically have fun with this, because I think this will benefit y'all not as much as me, but I think y'all would have fun with this. Who's your favorite wrestler?
Oh, that's easy for me. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
Easily. And it's not even close. Stone Cold was like the dad I never had. Dad, if you're listening, I apologize. But you know this. You know this already.
Yeah, when the glass breaks, man. Here we go.
And it's the pieces of it that I take. Stone Cold was that rejection of authority. It's that I'm going to do things the right way. And Shawn Michaels represented, I'm an ugly kid. I wish I looked like him. I wish people thought I was attractive. I wish girls would like me. That's where that came from.
So I'm like 30 seconds older than you are. I just rewatched Sting's last match, because he's only like 60-something. To watch him and his boys go out there in the uniforms, he still got it. It was Sting, and Big Van Vader was the one that's like old school. It's like, ooh, what's this? This is something I've never seen before.
Rest in peace, Lenny White.
Oh, man. Yeah, I almost cried that day when I found out he passed.
Power, this is low-hanging fruit. You know I can talk pro wrestling so much.
Absolutely.
I thought about on the way over here, I'm going to be on Southern Holler podcast, man. And I was it reminded me of like living on Ebenezer Church Road outside of Jefferson.
Come on,
watching, because we didn't have satellite or cable. We had antenna. I was picking up TBS Channel 17.
By the way, that is the correct way to say that. Antenna. By the way,
antenna.
We had antenna, and so I would watch WCW Saturday night from 6 to 8 o'clock. And you were getting the A team. We're talking. It was a lot of Buff Bagwell, a lot of Disco Inferno, some Harlem Heat mixed in here and there. But like, it wasn't the A team.
See,
was
I had to get you fired up. I got to get you fired up, and I know what fires y'all up is wrestling.
Southern Holler, baby.
Wearing diamond ring, wearing kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun.
Y'all can't see it, but they're throwing up their hands, you know.
Number four horsemen, baby.
Man,
four horsemen.
You asked that, like, age yourself by telling who the four horsemen was when you were there.
Oh, my God.
Like, when you watched. The four horsemen when I watched, and this is my childhood, Ric Flair, obviously, Arn Anderson, who Daniel Tosh still has a beef with, which is amazing in 2024.
I still don't get that one.
Steve Mongo McMichael, who has a rough go of it right now, and then Chris Benoit. And that's all we're going to say about that last one.
Yeah, let's not get into the Badger. That one went a little too far. The Wolverine.
He was the Wolverine.
He was the Wolverine.
Wolverine!
We're going to have to pay our executive producer some extra cash for that one.
Absolutely.
That was awesome.
Sound effect.
He was ready to go.
You know, I only watched one full wrestling match in my whole life.
Oh my gosh.
I watched one full, and I'm going to tell you the reason why. The reason why I watched it was because when the new A-Team movie came out, I think it was 2012 or something like that, they were on WWE for a special that night, and I wanted to see it. And so I watched that whole
So, Councilman Power Evans.
Oh, boy.
Smokey Gringos and Downtown Winder, every year on their anniversary, has live pro wrestling.
Yes.
They shut down Jackson Street, and they put up a ring. And a guy I went to high school with, my wife went to high school with at Jefferson High School, named Matt Sales. His gimmick name is Matt Sex Sales. That's his gimmick name. And so
we're going to have to put a parent advisory on
it. I know.
I say that. So this is like year two of this. They go out there. He's wrestling his match. He gets knocked out, you know, parentheses, knocked out.
Air quotes.
And the ref has to perform mouth-to-beer resuscitation.
Ah, yes.
He's sitting there. The ref is pouring a beer in his mouth. And it, like Hulk Hogan, he gets the juice all of a sudden. It was amazing.
So it's
like Bane. Like Bane from Batman.
So the show needs to travel to two things now. So we need to go to Tallapoosa for a possum drop.
Absolutely. Live.
By the way, go Rebels, Harrelson County.
Okay. Well, see, there you go. That's his trait that people don't know about. A great skill that Ben has is he can name you can name him a random high school in the state of Georgia, and he will know the mascot.
It's just one of those networking tips. When you're out in the field, you got to pick up something. I was in Parks and Rec, and I played high school sports,
there
and
you
just pick it up.
Hey, Bleckley County High School?
Royals.
There you
oh,
go.
Wow.
Amarius Mims went there.
So, and then this year, when when Smokey Gringos hosts the wrestling night, we'll have to go out there.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy, I would absolutely take a chair shot to the back.
Hey, by the way, this is recorded.
That would be a great fundraising tool for them, is have all of all of your elected officials get up there and take a chair to the back.
By the way, I'll sell tickets because I'm not an elected official, but I'll sell the tickets. We'll make this happen. I work on tips too, so.
We'd all work on tips. I'd take a tip any day.
I'm thinking of, like, they had that Shot of Love that was like a VH1 or MTV trash reality show back in the day. And I was thinking, like, a chair shot to the back of the head is a dating game, a Shot of Love or something.
Oh, yeah. Tell us where you're going to get to go here soon. I believe it's Maryland?
Yes, I'm going to the Select USA Summit in Bar Harbor, that's Maine, in National Harbor, Maryland, just outside of D.C. It's at the Gaylord Opry Hotel. It's a big, opulent-looking thing, and it's great because I get to represent Barrow County and the state of Georgia, but more so Barrow County, in front of all of these companies looking to locate to the United States of America. And if you're coming to America, you might as well come to Georgia. If you're going to come to Georgia, you need to come to Barrow County.
Yes, sir.
Hey, one last thing before we wrap up here. Give us your LinkedIn, because you have a specific LinkedIn game that we all look forward to. What's your LinkedIn address?
I think it's just Benjamin_S_McDaniel. Find me. When you Google me, it's going to find a guy named The Disappearance of Ben McDaniel. It's a gentleman who went missing in Vortex Springs, Florida. But if you keep scrolling,
you'll find you.
You'll find me.
Yeah, the meme game, the cut game, you have a different game for that.
In just 30 seconds on that, I'm really big on LinkedIn, guys, and sharing the gospel of Barrow County. I just kind of accidented. I'm making up that word here in my old alma mater, Jackson County High School, just kind of making that up. And I played 4 years of high school football, so I can say that. I have some ownership to that.
And you had the middle part.
My bowl cut?
Yeah.
No, that was middle school. So I say that, like, guys, for me, my target audience, they're all on LinkedIn. Project manager, state, all that. Absolutely. They're on LinkedIn. So instead of wasting tax dollars, sponsoring a certain magazine, putting Barrow County in certain things, and if people do that, that's fine. That's just not the way I want to do it. I want to think a little smarter. So I'm hyperactive on LinkedIn because that's where the target audience is. The gatekeepers to projects, large industrial projects, they're all on LinkedIn. They're all 25 to 50 years old. Mm-hmm. Most of them are not in their final job. So they're all kind of looking. Mm-hmm. That's where I've been able to find them. And I don't take myself that seriously. And I feel like that's the most Barrow County thing as well. I have a ton of pride of who I am and where I'm from, but I'm not pretentious at all. And I think that really resonates with project managers, the people on LinkedIn.
There you go.
Well, we appreciate you representing us. I appreciate your friendship. It's
same here.
Such it's a good guy to hang out with.
Awesome ride.
Love you
so
guys.
Far.
Love you too.
And I mean that.
Absolutely.
Southern Holler.
We'll see y'all next time.